Seeing none, we'll move on to a number of action items, which are primarily approval of minutes, starting with 059, which is the reorganizational meeting of the board, and continuing actually to 070, which is a transfer of line items. And we have a resolution accepting, so moved by Mark, 059 through 070. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mark. Two different Marks. Mm-hmm. Any discussion on any of those items?
I found, there was a couple of errors in some of these that I'd just like to bring to the attention. So in the one from May 9th, 2011, I'm sorry, I'm not sure what page this is, but under Facilities and Finance, Mr. Freda is listed on the May 9th as being part of that committee, and that change hadn't happened until after. So I don't know if that makes a difference or not of how that's recorded, but I just wanted to bring that to the attention. We brought it to the attention the last time, too. It's really easy to make that error. And then I just, in PN 190, there was discussion on the board, and before we get to that. And then under communications, again, I was not on that committee just yet that evening. And so that was just a flip-flop that didn't happen. Again, I don't know how important that is to reflect.
Did you say something about PN 190 before that?
Yeah, I just wasn't sure how much, if everybody felt comfortable with. It seems like we had a very long discussion about the whole non-affiliated staff, and I just wanted to see if what we talked about that night was reflected and if everybody was comfortable with what was in that particular one. So that's right under personnel negotiation, that particular explanation, if that really reflects all the conversation that happened that evening.
Are you talking about a particular item, particular action item?
It's not an action item. I guess it's just a summary of the discussion that happened where, in regard to the non. I'm sorry, I don't know the page number.
It's under PN. It's page. There's no page number. Yeah, 5910, top right hand corner. 5910.
Oh, I'm sorry. Which one?
Three
reorg
minutes.
Three reorg
minutes.
So what's your question, Maria? You want to know if other board members are satisfied with or in compliance with the wording?
The wording that re-encapsulates the discussion, because the way we voted that night, there's really, in my opinion, no explanation of why a lot of us voted the way we did in that particular paragraph. And I know that was a concern when we met on the 24th of May that, you know, we all voted a particular way, and there wasn't an explanation in the 24th as to why we went in that direction. So I just wanted to bring that up and see if everybody was comfortable.
Matt, it's hard to say, you know, I mean, I abstained because I wasn't part of the process, so I abstained on every single one of them. You know, but so, you know, everybody has to vote the way they wanted to. I don't know if there's rationale for it. Yeah, I don't know. You're looking for like each person to be specified what they voted on?
No, not at all. Just did we cover enough of the events so that the way people voted can be understood? That's all.
Sorry. That's okay. You know, I just have a suggestion.
Go ahead, Grace.
Since Maria's point is well taken that normally, if that meeting, that was the meeting where we had the glitch in the tape.
Correct.
So given, if we hadn't had that, I would think this would be sufficient along with the tape for any community member to get the spirit of that discussion.
I don't think that was May 9th.
I have May 9th and June 20th.
Yeah, no, that was the 19th.
No, and June 2nd is being the two meetings, so.
Yeah, no, that was the meeting that we had it on, but it filled the folder.
That was the 19th.
So, my point is that if that tape had happened the way it was supposed to, and we had that archived for anybody to listen to, what Pat has here would be perfectly sufficient, in my opinion, in light of the fact that that was the night that we did have the problem. You know, I suppose we could beef it up a little bit, but going forward with the tape, and that, I think, is plenty.
But there's no tape.
Right, so.
Right.
In light of that, maybe we could just beef up that paragraph a little bit. I don't know what Pat would refer to, other than somebody sending to her, here's what I said that night. That was a little while ago, and.
I just thought the topic, you brought it up about 4%, and I thought that's where the topic went about that time. That's what we discussed at that point. I don't recall any rationale for why people voted. I mean, we were just talking about
the
topic that he brought up, that Mr. Dink, Jim brought up.
I think the rationale was whether there was an agreement or not an agreement, and the processes by which we normally compensate people. And, you know, that wasn't reflected.
I need a little help with clarification. What I'm looking at, the minutes that were sent out for May 9th.
Okay, so then,
and I look at PN 190.
First go to page 5910. Go to 5910. And then under personnel and negotiations, before you get to 190,
okay,
there's an explanation. There's a short narrative.
Above, okay.
Which it tries to explain what's missing because we don't have the tape. And it refers in particular to items 203, 205, and 208.
It's actually 203 to 205.
Okay, so it's 203, 204, 205, and 208. I guess what Maria is asking, and correct me if I'm wrong, Grace, and you go along with, is there should be a more detailed explanation
on this item only, in light of the fact that there is no tape.
Okay.
Going forward, I think that explanation would be sufficient in tandem with an archive tape on our website.
Right. I think the paragraph states, I mean, that there was substantial conversation. There's a hint there that you probably ought to go listen to the tape.
Right.
Which, unfortunately, was lost, but assuming that we don't have any technical glitches, I guess I'm kind of with Grace. I think we ought to capture the fact that emotion had controversy. Mm-hmm. If it's a boilerplate thing that, you know, goes 9-0, there's no discussion, I think it's perfectly legitimate to just write. There should be a couple sentences, I guess, at least, when there is substantial discussion so that people know, there was a lot of talk, rather than they should go listen to the tape.
So maybe just reasonable. A couple lines that attack the issues discussed were...
Right.
You know, the two or three points of view.
Right. I would personally not support us starting to get into, you know, Mr. Frieda said that and Mr. Kaplan said, because then we get back to my other point, which is it becomes a little subjective, capturing what somebody really meant. And you know what will happen. Somebody will come back and go, that isn't really what I meant, or that isn't really what I said. So I think just a short paragraph.
Yeah,
and these are also very, very time consuming
right.
to put together, remember that.
Yeah. I think it's about the right number.
And we've talked about this at another board meeting subsequent to the 9th, that we didn't think it had sufficient detail and that we were going to try and recreate that narrative.
And that's why it wasn't approved at that particular meeting. So Pat sent me a copy, Pat emailed me this particular paragraph, and I did not get back to her. But I have no problems including in this paragraph that there was some concern raised by one board member, and it's very easy to see who that board member was. All you have to do is look at the one nay vote on those four particular items. And the concern was the percentage of pay being paid to the individuals.
It wasn't staying at a nay.
Put that in as a sentence. I have no problem with that. Items 203, 204, 205, and 208. There was one nay vote on those four items.
I abstain on all those.
And it was over the percentage of pay going to the individuals mentioned in the item.
Right.
So if you want to include that particular sentence in that paragraph, would that suffice?
I would like to see the sentence. I would not approve this as written. It does not capture the spirit of the discussion. So someone wants to take another stab at it, that's fine. This is not reflective of the discussion, in my opinion.
But if the tape were present, is it because the tape is missing, or in general, are you saying you'd like more detail?
If the tape was present, it would be a non-issue.
Okay, so it's just due to the fact that we lost the tape. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, just want to make sure whether we're talking about systemically changing it or just because of this case. Okay, that's fair enough. All right.
Actually, it's a similar concern.
Well, anything on that evening, because
on June 2nd.
Yeah. I'm going to address that when we get to policy. So, okay.
Does somebody want to offer a sentence to go in that paragraph? I mean, I just suggested one about the substantial conversation concern. One board member's concern about the percentage that was being offered to non-affiliated members.
I do recall that good portion of that conversation was around whether or not there had been an agreement.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So maybe we want to include that. Whether an agreement had or had not been made with the non-affiliated staff.
And was it board approved also?
All right, so can we add a sentence that there was substantial controversy about an alleged oral agreement that we never did exactly get to the bottom of. But I think if we do that or something like that, would that puts up the crux of what we're looking for? That's fair enough. That was, I think, the bulk of the discussion was about the oral agreement.
Mark?
So why don't we just say there was substantial controversy about the suggestion that an oral agreement had been reached. Did you? You don't do shorthand, huh?
We're recording this evening, Pat. You can go back and listen to it.
There was substantial controversy about the suggestion that
an oral agreement had previously been reached between the administrators.
Non-affiliated.
Well, based on past practice.
Administrators and who was it with the personnel
committee?
Can we
throw in there as well that I said it was already approved by the voters in the budget and came out in every budget presentation?
I can add that while we're in, we might as well get everybody's bit in there. Why not?
Anyone else?
It came out in every budget presentation, the line item raises.
Correct. There was a 4% allocated about that the administrators and the non-affiliated were getting. Yes.
I wouldn't sign up for that.
Representations. Yeah, it was in the lineup. But
yeah.
I agree.
Can you read that, Pat, please?
I'll read it and I'm open to suggestions. There was substantial controversy about the suggestion that an oral agreement had been previously reached with non-affiliated staff. In addition, Mr. Carroll reminded all that this was highlighted in all budget presentations.
Well, not good for me.
I have a problem with that last sentence.
Yeah, I don't know if it was in all budget presentations. It was highlighted in the budget. I would agree with the budget. I don't remember if we went over that level of detail in each presentation.
That absolutely struck out, Mr. Kaplan. Actually, maybe it should start with the impetus that Mr. Dinkoff started the discussion on.
Remind me of what I said.
though I support all these people, I don't think they should get a 4% or something like that.
You started all this.
That's true. That
I didn't think it was. I didn't think it was fair.
I didn't say you're wrong. I just said.
No.
As a point of fact, can we not rehash the discussion, please? Can we?
This is why it's so important not to lose tapes.
Okay. Can we just document? We have a document and not rehash the discussion.
Do it with the first sentence. Just the first sentence, please.
There was substantial controversy about the suggestion that an oral agreement had been previously reached with non-affiliated staff.
I would add, and the percentage. There was a problem with the percentage that was made in the motion.
And the percentage was found to be problematic.
Correct. Can everybody live with that sentence?
Sorry, Pat, could you read the whole resolution?
Of course. I have to put this into the paragraphs that's there, so. I'm trying to think.
Do you have the paragraph in front of you, Kevin?
No.
How did they get 56 people to sign off on the Declaration of Independence?
That's why they were in Congress for 4 days.
Let me read the paragraph, and then Pat will read the last sentence. Okay, Kevin? There was substantial conversation regarding items 11 PN 203 to 205 and 11 PN 208. The conversation concerned the pay increase for the non-affiliated district staff and the district's past practice regarding alignment with the Clinton Township Administrators Association, a point of contention.
There was also substantial controversy about the suggestion that an oral agreement had been previously reached with non-affiliated staff, and the percentage was found to be problematic.
Can we live with that? Mm-hmm. Everybody on the board agree?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything? I'd like to remind all board members that you're always free to speak to me about the minutes prior to the evening's meeting.
Well, it brings up another point, which we could talk about later, but just the volumes of stuff that's coming in, specifically this past weekend, it's practically impossible to get through it.
A reminder that a fair amount of it was sent last Wednesday with that thought in mind, which was why there had to be a follow-up on Friday, because by cutting it off on Wednesday, there inevitably was more that came in.
There was a lot that came in.
We got 13 documents on Friday at 4 o'clock that were 250 pages. On Saturday, roughly between 2 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we got another five documents that was over another 200 pages.
You're talking about the energy audits?
The energy audits, the bidits. I mean, look at
all
the
right.
binder.
It's huge.
And to be able to get through all this, read it, to kind of understand it, and then get to you with questions when I had two personnel committee meetings today and this, and manage everything else I need to do. It's very difficult to do that, and that's why we were asking early in May to see if we can get information.
There was a district office news referred to as Don, because I have no imagination, on the 17th. There was one on the 22nd, okay, trying to get it to you on a periodic basis, and then again on the 24th, just because the 22nd's cutoff rendered it that there was more things coming in. So there was a concentrated effort to distribute the information on a not drip-drop basis, but like on a Friday basis, but then in the next week, well, maybe we'll do it Wednesday to try to get it earlier. This is the largest agenda I've seen in 6 years of being a business administrator.
And also, we have to prioritize a little. For example, I saw the energy audit, and I opened up those presentations, and I asked Pat, I confirmed, we're not doing the energy audit on Monday, right? You know, or today, I assume. So I just chose to push those aside so I could get through this stuff. I mean, I couldn't read those 300 pages of energy audit by today, but they're not on the agenda for today. So, you know, a lot of times stuff goes out. It doesn't mean it's all for Monday. I mean, we have to kind of pick through. I agree there was a lot of stuff, but I mean, I just went through the stuff that you know, I had to have done for today. And the rest of it, I don't know when I'll get to read the whole energy audit packet, but it will be several days at least. I mean, it's hundreds of pages, but we don't have to read it all for every meeting. You know,
My suggestion would also be the individual energy audit reports for the buildings are rather technical. Mine is with somebody like Mark, but really what you want to look at is the executive summary. That's the meat and potatoes. Right. Mm-hmm.
But it has been a busy, I do agree, it's been a very busy couple of weeks.
All right, I believe we have a motion and a second. Are there any other questions on the minutes? Are the line item transfers? Any other questions?
BA062.
That was a special meeting on June 2nd.
The meetings aren't reflective of the content of the meeting.
And we don't have tape on that one either, so that's one.
What is that? Is that the one Joanne Boren was here?
That was the board retreat.
Not call it that.
Hmm? Yeah.
Can we not call it a retreat?
Let's call it a working session.
And it sounds like we're going to the Cayman Islands or something. I mean, this was a working session. We really need a different name.
Kevin, what's the concern?
So just there were multiple other items that came up in the meeting other than the strategic plan and the ethics training and the goal setting. They're just not reflected.
As Mrs. Lenhart was not there, I shared with her my notes from the evening, Mr. Sturgis, so if there's anything else in particular.
It's going to take some time. There's a lot missing from this narrative.
You have notes? You could.
I can. I mean, not for the second move. Okay. If you like it, I can propose.
We could table this one, right? I mean, does this have to be approved tonight?
No.
Can we table it and you can
sure.
Get whatever you have?
I can give you my notes as well.
Okay.
I'll send my notes.
Anybody else has any thoughts?
Well, I'm trying to think. We did discuss strategic plan, and we discussed the code of ethics that night. And then this has on page 5945, we went into, it says executive session tabled, but we did discuss the process with Joanne Boren that a board goes through in evaluating the superintendent.
I think we also talked about bullying and getting public input as well that evening, and another meeting. We talked about inclusion, according to my notes, and the mix. So just at a quick glance of my notes, those were the major categories that we did talk about before executive session.
All right.
I can go over my presentation with Mrs. Lenhart and see if that will suffice, because that generated from the discussion from the information I shared with the board.
All right, you can go over your notes, but I would also suggest, whether it be Maria or Kevin or whoever, if there are items that you believe were discussed that night, please contact Pat and let her know. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, Kevin? Can we do that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So are we tabling June 2nd?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that would be best. And hopefully we can get that back on the agenda at the July 25th meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Any other concerns about those items then? So we're going to take a roll call vote on items 059 through 070, excluding 062.
Exactly.
Okay, let's do it.
Ms. Cresti?
Yes, on everything except 060 and 061, I abstain on those two.
Mr. Freda?
I abstain on 069, it was December 2010 prior. And
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I abstain on 069, it was December 2010 prior to me, and yes on everything else.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Grant?
Yes on 59, yes on 60, yes on 61, 63, 64, 65, and 66, yes. I'm going to abstain on 67, 68.
Oh, wait.
Sorry.
63, 64, 65. So far I have 59 through 61. We tabled 62. 63 to 65 are all yeses.
And 66, yes. Abstain on 67, 68, 69, and 70.
Ms. Gregory?
Yes, on everything but 64.
Abstain on 64? Ms. Hofig?
Yes.
Mr. Kaplan?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes on 59 through 066, and abstain on 67, 68, 69, and 70.
I'm going to have to count the abstentions at the end to see how we're doing. Ms. Sullivan?
Abstain on 69, yes on everything else.
Mr. Dinkoff?
Yes, on everything.
Upon initial review, I believe everything carried. The one that I was worried about was 69. 1, 2. But I'm going to go back and review.
Who abstained on 69? One, two, three.
Three, four. I have four abstentions.
Four. So then you have five yes.
Yeah, I wish that should be okay. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to old business. Is there any old business that needs to be brought before the board? Old business. Seeing none, we'll move on to the... I'm sorry, go ahead, Kevin.
I want to ask if it'd be better to address it here or in as a related action item. I wanted to ask about the... we've had a couple of discussions about the hiring of part-time aides and their effect on the inclusion classes. There was a letter written, there was a meeting had last week with teachers about the topic, and I wanted to discuss it. I don't know if it's best to do it here or there's an action item relating to hiring additional aides half-time. It's better to discuss it then.
There is an action item under personnel?
Excellent. 216, page 15. There's two
half-time. Why don't we do it under personnel?
Okay.
Michelle, you're going to do it under personnel?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other old business?